Paula DeAngelo Show. A unique voice in conservative talk radio can now be heard, irradiating stupidity, teaching critical thinking, and encouraging confidence. So forget the Mickey Mouse madness and get back to the facts with your host, Paula DeAngelo.
I have a feeling tonight, I don't know, call me crazy, but we got enough material, we got enough Mickey Mouse madness bullshit going on in this country right now. I have a feeling that, first of all, I'm going to warn you guys, you may not get a word in edgewise. I will try and breathe at some point, but I don't know, after watching the Muzzy sympathizing thug sends over the $1.3 billion after the $400 million. I mean, all it is pumping money into the veins of ISIS. The only thing that gives me hope is that we are under 80 days before we get to vote and keep Hillary Killer Kim Jong hateful panic suit water buffalo out of office. But we've got to spread the hope and optimism, and we got to keep the momentum for the Trump train, and we got to get one more listener, one more person paying attention tonight. I will make you laugh. I will make you giggle. We got a new one joining the show tonight. I'll let him introduce himself here in a second. But we've got Larry and Eric. And Eric, you certifiably have outdone me, because now I know I complained about the swimming pool in the back of the mobile studio and sands, the bikini and all that bullshit, but I want a hot tub studio. I think that would be smoking hot. I mean, then the day that you do video of the show, me in the hot tub, I mean, I'm just saying, I think we're onto something here, buddy.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. Let's get some notoriety more than the pickle jar opening ceremony last night with Hillary.
The what?
Well, she opened a pickle jar on Kimmel the other night to show that she's a healthy woman. You must have missed that. I'm still healthy. I can open a pickle jar. I mean, God, give us all help. She's a loon. A loon.
You know, I don't know how much more I can take. I just keep reminding myself, we're under 80, and then we'll be under 70 days, then we'll be under 60, yeah, or 50. And all I can hope and pray for is the day that I see that Muzzy sympathizing thug and that fat, nasty moose shell walking out. And then, you know, I want to make T-shirts with my foot shoved right up his ass and say, Saya Efanara. I mean, I just can't wait for these people. But
we better make sure he doesn't steal all the furniture like Hillary did.
He hasn't stole that much. I mean, he's just gutted the entire treasury after he said, yeah. It's beyond criminal, beyond insanity, it's beyond madness. And Larry, first I'm going to make everybody giggle a little bit, because there's a whole bunch of people that are sitting on the edge of their couch or chair or bar stool or hell. I hope if nothing else, I also inspire the redneck, blue-collar, non-politically correct. I inspire one more person in this godforsaken Minneapolis, Minnesota, because this is from the love of crude oil that is transplanted to Minneapolis, Minnesota, the one place I never, ever, ever thought I would ever return to nor wanted to come back to. But I want to give a shout out to my listeners that are embracing this show, because I had this conversation the other day. I don't know if Minneapolis is ready for me. You know, we talk about fighting against political correctness, but it's just the same whether or not you claim to be a conservative or you're just talking and you're not actually walking and living the values that you speak of. Because sometimes, you know, Eric, I do believe, I mean, you remind me of this all the time, that I scare the hell out of people. But I'm sorry, I'm relentless here in Minneapolis. I'm not going to give up. I'm going to find the right home, whether it's terrestrial radio again, or we just stay here on this podcast. Because, you know, on the podcast, we don't have to adhere to FCC regulation. We can say whatever the hell we want. But again, that's what destroyed this country, but that's what built the support for Trump. And we'll get to all that. We're going to talk about this releasing the new information about Iran. We're going to get into talking about Trump and where things are headed, finally in the right direction. Hillary's been having some bad weeks. Trump is backing down, letting that be the headline. And then we'll get into some local madness. But, okay, so everybody wants to hear the Wilson update, right? I know, Eric, you can't wait, can you?
The Wilson saga. We can make like a Big Brother show with you and Wilson. Reality TV.
Larry, you've been listening to some of the shows. You know a little bit about the Wilson segment, right?
Just a little bit about it. Not a whole heck of a lot. So go ahead and run Wilson.
Better yeah. Sit down.
Yeah, I'm on pins and needles over here.
Well, as George Ben Jr. used to say about trying to keep up with me, you might as well pack a lunch and slug an energy drink, because the sun is going to make you run.
Well, I'm going to have to get out my bathtub to do that.
Wilson always said that it was going to take a unique individual to keep up with me. George Patton Jr. used to say that my criteria for a man was thicker than a Bible written in Braille and went so long that it went from the rig to the crown of the drilling rig. But, you know, Wilson never really understood either my true energy until I got here. And I've been trying to do a couple of things, guys, okay? So, and if you're new listening to the show, he's a 71-year-old curmudgeon, antisocial, Barry Sanders wannabe, God bless America, my best friend. Yep. We've been friends for over 7 years. And so I'm hanging out with him, and I realized he needed to get out, so I did all these things to get him on online dating. And here's the thing, guys. He finally, and I warned him against the man-hating, liberal, predator, female persuasion. Guys, I did my best. But they batted their eyes, they took their little tatas, and now he's got two liberal girlfriends. He's in the system, guys. He's in it.
Hooray for Wilson. Congratulations, wherever you are, my friend.
Sounds like hooray for Hazel out of the old 60s.
No, but this is what I've been, I mean, this is why I tried to explain to him. I mean, getting in with a man-hating liberal woman only induces torture. You know, you're in for torture. You're in for hair pulling, screaming, maddening. Then you have to be silent and then you have to be dragged around. We talked about this the other night. What women will do to torture their men, I would never do those things. All I can do is say I wish you well. I don't really want to hear some of the stories, but at least he's at least getting out and dating. Maybe they will drive him completely rabbit bat shit crazy that he comes to his senses and does what I've told him all along, is that he needs a conservative woman, which is also very hard to find in this liberal rich mental disorder, Minneapolis, Minnesota. But let's all say a prayer for him and hope that he keeps taking his youth rejuvenating whatever madness that he's taking. But here's the thing. So he's been going to the pool with me at Lifetime Fitness, right? And you think he's not all bug-eyed about the cutie 20-year-olds running around in their bikinis, right?
Yeah.
So he thinks he wants to get an opportunity. Of course, they're all friends of mine. So I do the voodoo that I do, which is I come up with, now, how can I get my mission accomplished? Now, did anybody remember when I was talking about Wilson was having dreams about setting fire to mosques, and then he would wake up and found out that he actually caught his kitchen on fire, random things that would be caught on fire, and that's when I became really concerned. How am I going to manage this 71-year-old curmudgeon Bernie Sanders wannabe? I mean, so I said to myself, I'm going to combine a couple things here. Now, if you want to get an understanding of why this massive flooding of the Somalian refugees is so damaging to this country. Take a small little look into, there is a Walmart in Eden Prairie that is basically run by all Somalians. That's all that's in there, from the workers to everybody shopping there. I mean, it's as if you're in Somalia. I mean, hell, we support Somalia here in Minneapolis. So I thought, to further my cause, to get Wilson away from his focus of his liberal man-hating he/she water buffalo two girlfriends, that suddenly he'll wake up and see the light. But then I thought, to entice him to get back into this moss burning thought, I got him a part-time sales job at Walmart, or not sales job, he's a part-time greeter at Walmart. Mm-hmm. But guys, you know how I got him to do it? I told him, you know, all those hotties at the pool, they all shop at that Walmart. And I said, this would be a very innocent way for you to be the greeter that goes beyond and beyond call. When you see them, what are they looking for? Go about and help them and actually find it all. Now, how you're asking, did you get those girls to actually go and sign up and go to Walmart? Well, I got little gift cards for the little girls. I mean, of course they all love gift cards. So then I said, when you see...
Is he going to keep them safe in the bathrooms, too?
That's Target.
Absolutely he will. I told him, I said, there's so many different above and beyond greeter activities that you can take on. I mean, just let your imagination grow wild, and before you know it, you're going to be able to ask out for lunch. And he's all hyped up about it. But I have to get him really focused and paying attention to the Smileys that are around him. Because, of course, we all know what happens to a man when he's got his sights on a blonde, blue-haired, big-boobed little 20-year-old, right? Yeah, I mean,
I've been married too long. I don't know. What happened.
Say what? Yeah, I have no clue.
Well, you know, they have to wear the little Walmart vest and then the button that says greeter. Well, I took it upon myself that I translated in Somali the words that on the back of his shirt that I want a Somali mama.
Somali mama. Not Dalai Lama, a Somali mama.
Before we take our first break, which is a couple of minutes, there is something going so wrong, at least in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Larry, you're out in California. Eric, you're out in Billings, Montana. But I said this a couple of months ago. I don't know if Caitlyn Jenner had some symposium here. I don't know what the hell's in the water. I don't know what's wrong with everybody. I actually saw a man bun on a dog the other day. On a dog. Now, what? I mean, I know I should have bought stock in ink, you know, tattooing. I mean, I am probably the only female that I know that doesn't have ink somewhere on her. But guys, okay, so you walk around and it's everywhere I go. Good looking buff dudes, man buns. What the hell is wrong with them, and where are the real men? Either one of you got an answer? Because I got a solution to what I'm going to do to take care of this. I'll give that to you next, but. You got anything for me?
Maybe their biceps just dropped to their buns. Maybe that's what happened.
Larry, please tell me.
If you're looking for an answer from me, man, I'm not that far from San Francisco. I don't know where the real men are.
You don't know what's going on there.
No, they got a bunch of them out here in Bakersfield, California, where I'm at. The only red dog. Yeah, I'm in the oil field here, man, you know.
Yeah.
We got the big guys out here, you know.
You got a few real guys there.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm only an hour and a half from Caitlin, if you want me to try and get her on the show next, or him, whatever.
It.
It's possible. What?
It. IT.
It.
Here's what I'm going to do, guys. I decided that I was going to take it upon myself to do an assassination of these man buns because they're just completely out of control. I don't know whoever told them, made them think or believe that it made them, or that they could remain manly with this. I mean, they shave the frickin' head and pile it up on the top and do this man bun thing, and it's an epidemic. So I don't want to get too close to any of them because I don't know if it's contagious, any of these completely bizarre thoughts or beliefs that they have. So I just thought that I would run around with a weed whipper, and I could definitely take off the man bun, leave a little bit of scratch, a little bit of scarring on top of the head. Maybe they'd think twice about this freaking man.
They missed to look mama's spanking them when they're young.
Well, you know, it never dawned on me. Maybe I ought to go get them a bun.
Yeah. One bun or two buns?
And I'll visit Bella in Minneapolis.
There you go.
And in Minneapolis, a man of your maturity wearing a man bun, let me tell you something. I think you would be so hoppin'-ass mad with all the queeros chasing you down from the minute that you landed off the airplane.
I love being over 60 years old. I learn something new every day, and I forget five others. So I'm primed. I'm ready to go.
Well, we're running up to our first break. I always said this: the majority of my friends are 60 plus, but that's because I like and love real men. And these boys running around with little boy skirts, man buns, and Mickey Mouse bullshit T-shirts. Well, you know what? I'm doing my part. And if I scare the hell out of you, well, too bad. Grow some balls, because we got to fight, baby, fight. Don, take us in our first break. We'll be right back.
You don't find any better guys in a family team than Polar Builders. These guys are not the storm chasers. They are the GAF and Timberline certified Polar Builders. Upgrades your home needs after hail damage to roofing, siding, and windows. Call and ask for Bella at Polar Builders, 952-895-8100. Again, that is Bella at Polar Builders, 952-895-8100.
And we are back, Bella D'Angelo. We got Larry and Eric. And before we get started, I'm going to let Larry introduce himself. But first of all, if you think I can scream about man buns, you should have heard me about man sponges. That's a whole nother
what?
Segment.
Oh, no. Sponges? For men?
Not even going to ask.
Yeah, nobody wants to know.
No, that's too much information for a Wednesday.
I'm so happy Senility's been such a smooth transition for me. Go ahead with your sponges now, Bella. Yeah, I'm waiting.
Hey, we put the teaser out, and I won't take up much time. This is true. I lived in a house where I was cleaning for 20-some truck drivers. To my horror, when I went to go clean their bathroom, they all had those nylon sponges that I thought only women used. But to bigger horror, they all had their own frickin' color. I mean, it's as if they sat down with their Avon representative and said, well, I prefer the purple. Oh, I'll have the pink. Oh, I'll have the green. And I screamed at these guys and asked them what in the hell happened to them. Majority of them told them, well, I have to do it because of my wife. And that's when I said, you know what? We've lost something here in this society. When men used to be men and, you know, actually use real brushes in their shower, and they didn't cower down to any silly, ridiculous, man-hating, liberal woman idea that came across the table. But anyways, Larry, you and I got connected on Facebook.
Oddly,
I think
yes.
We were thinking maybe a year and a half ago or something.
Yeah, that was about right. I'm guessing about a year and a half ago. I just started commenting on your stuff. I don't know how I found you or you found me, but we did and continued to, you know, just comment back and forth. And before you know it, you reached out to me and said, hey, you ham bone, you want to come on a radio show? And I said, heck, I'm not doing anything at 5 o'clock on a Wednesday afternoon. Why not?
Yeah. So what's
Larry? I could talk to somebody laying in a hot tub or something.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm looking west right now out of my hot tub. But what do you do out there in Bakersfield, oil country?
Well, oddly enough, I was brought out here through a friend of mine to do radio, not on the air or anything. Uh-huh. Although I've been on the air for 37 years, I was doing marketing and sales. At the same time, you move out of here to California and say, hey, you can't do both of them. Pick one or the other. So quite naturally, I went into sales, and that lasted, I think, about 10 years. And nowadays, I'm with a very small marketing company, and our advertising vehicle is inside of the marketing company. We've got Grip Solutions on the inside of the company, the advertising vehicle, Social Gription, Bucket List Adventures. We give away trips to Sequoia, Yosemite, anywhere from Monterey down to Paso Robles. So I have a great time out here doing what I do now. So it's a whole lot of fun for me. I'm co-chairman of the Bakersfield Car Club Council. So I'm into a lot of classic cars and stuff like that. The council itself oversees well over 100 car clubs here in Kern County. And we do an annual event for the Society for Disabled Children. And this year we raised $31,000 for them in a one-day show.
Good for you.
Yeah. Have a lot of fun out here, meeting and greeting people and making new friends. And I'm originally from Louisiana, Lafayette, Louisiana, where the flooding just took place.
Yeah,
not too far from Baton Rouge.
And,
yeah, a lot of people say, what happened to your Cajun accent? And I say, man, Chef, if you want me to throw it on real thick, I guarantee you I can do that too, you know. So I just have a lot of fun with people making friends up here, new friends. I've just had a ball out here in Bakersfield, California. Of course, there's a lot of Okies here in Bakersfield. You remember the Grapes of Wrath and the Dust Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of those Oklahomans came here to Bakersfield. Yep, we even have a Dust Bowl days here. And because I'm Cajun and they're redneck, well, we just fell in together and have a great time with each other, man. All of my friends, somewhere around, you know, 40, 50 years old on up to 80, 90. I was just talking to one of my 90-year-old friends today, invited him to a Beach Boys concert coming up here on September the 9th. So it's California. It's laid back. Have a lot of fun.
Beach Boys.
Well,
I
appreciate you. I appreciate you joining the show and friending me on Facebook. I keep saying that I want to keep bringing more people to the show and expanding, because eventually one of these days I'll be out of my pickup, probably in the hot tub or in a studio, whether it's podcast or terrestrial radio. But I've been doing this 6 years, and I would never want to back down, especially this close to the election. I've been tested in many different ways, and I'm relentless in my pursuit to be a part of this whole movement that is going on right now in this country. And there, you know, when we listen to the news today with this, there's something every single day that comes out against Hillary, whether it's the foundation, the emails, you know, one more dead body. We've got now the Iran with the additional money. And I have this conversation all the time, especially with those that try to tell me that Hillary's got it in the bag. And I just want everybody to sit and think for a couple of seconds.
Yeah.
If this was a quiet, peaceful summer, and I'm not advocating, all I'm saying is the reality is that the world that we live in today is the world that has been produced by Hillary and all of the politicians in office, all of them. I don't even give a pass to Romney, Kasich, to any of those clowns. I don't give a pass to not one single one of them. And that is what has given the movement and the support behind Donald J. Trump. And can you even imagine what this country would feel like heading into November when, if we had had a story, pain in the ass, Cruz or Bush or Rubio running against Hillary, Hillary would have a shoe in. And the reality of this country would be that ISIS would be taking more ground and killing consistently with nothing attacking them, and eventually putting the caliphate in the U.S. The international scene that is happening right now with Iran giving hell to our ships right on their water after this money, this $1.3 million after the $400 million, North Korea doing the testing. I mean, China putting their military base, I believe it is in Africa. Here's the thing. We are not a world power, a leader. We are a world man bun. I mean, we have no respect. None. And and at a time when this country really has a tragedy like Louisiana, and we need a president to show up to assure people that they will be taken care of, we got the muzzy sympathizing thug. I almost slipped and went into my oil filled mouth and went just a little bit nastier.
Oh.
He's running around on the most expensive piece of real estate, can't pull the golf club out of his hand. You got Hillary laying up somewhere getting her bunions sandblasted, because that's what it'd take, is sandblasting that he-she water buffalo. God almighty. She makes a phone call. Oh, I'll breathe.
They don't care.
But
they don't care about America. That's the problem with that bunch.
I said I'd breathe, so either keep going, Eric, or Larry, you can jump in.
Uh-oh. Lord, she ran out of breath. What happened?
You know, you got
surprising.
Locally, we haven't talked about that. I think you covered most internationally. You got the ships harassing our ships. We don't do anything about it. I believe we should shoot first, ask questions later when they harass us out in the Gulf there.
I couldn't agree with you more. I thought that was about the most ridiculous thing. I just saw it on the internet just a little while ago. The three little boats coming after our big ship, or four of them. Why don't we just blow them out the water? Because we got to call somebody first and ask if it's okay to shoot at them.
Yeah, we did a fair booth for the GOP. I put it together as a Tea Party because the Republicans here aren't smart enough to run their own organization. But we had a lot of conversations about stuff like that. And we've been doing this since Korea. It's political warfare where you got to call Washington first to know if you can shoot somebody that's shooting at you. It's just getting worse and worse, and these poor military guys agree we need to fight a war if we're going to fight.
Well, absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. You send our guys over there, and you're sending them, you know, with enough ammunition to do the job, but still you got to call the Pentagon or somebody and say, hey, we're getting fired on. Can we shoot back? And half the time it's no. I kind of believe that Russia is doing more to eliminate ISIS than we are.
Here's the thing. We're not doing anything to eliminate ISIS, okay? And our military is actually calling into basically what you would call the enemy. I mean, this administration is the enemy of this country. So, of course, they're being told to stand down. But if anybody believes that that money given to Iran had anything to do with the Shah's money that was originally sent over, interest payments, hostages, ransom, all it is emptying the treasury to pump money and support into ISIS. And if you don't believe that, well, dig further into the fact that any airstrikes that we do, half the time we're sending notes passed out to tell them that we're coming, to warn them. I mean, here's the thing. When ISIS sprung forward, they weren't that big. They have now taken over all that we were holding at bay when we went and fought Iraq. They are gaining more and more ground. And the thing is they have money, they have oil, and they have the support of the muzzy sympathizing thug. And that's why...
They also have our equipment that we left.
They have
there.
Everything. They have everything,
right.
And it's even leaked in these WikiLeaks emails. But here's the thing. This is the dangerous part, because now Hillary wants to flood this country with even more of these refugees. And I am so sick and tired of listening to people. You know, I go to the pool at Lifetime Fitness. I'm going to wrap out of this segment in a second and let us go into another break. I go to the pool at Lifetime Fitness on the weekend. And I'm so tired of hearing these people talking about they, you know, we were the melting pot. This is where people come to immigrate. And bullshit! They come here because this is where the pot of gold of the caliphate. This is the big ticket that they want to come here. And if they were so happy where they were at, then they would have stayed there. This isn't about assimilating. They do not assimilate to this country. It's obvious in all of the, I mean, Sharia law being implemented throughout this whole country to be able to transform and fundamentally change this country to the dream that the Muzzy Sympathizing Thug has. And Hillary Killery, whether or not she's in it or not, she's got enough money that she's untouchable, but she's bought, paid for, and sold her soul to all of those Middle Eastern countries. And that's why this Clinton Foundation could possibly be at least one of the thorns that possibly sticks in Hillary and Slick Willie's lifelong. I mean, corruption is actually a compliment when you talk about those two, but God Almighty, we got to fight, baby, fight. We got to take our next break. We'll be right back.
I'm here to introduce Trust Vets. If you could choose between doing business with an American military veteran or a complete stranger, who would you choose? If you're like me, you would choose the veteran. What if every time you needed to hire a professional for work around your home or office, you could choose to do business with veterans? Friends, the time has come. Visit the online directory of veterans at trustvets.com to find painters, plumbers, dentists, bankers, and more. Whether you need your windows washed, your lawn mowed, or a handyman for a project, you can find verified American military veterans who would be proud to do the work for you. Many people want better for our veterans. Trust Vets is a simple way to make good on those intentions. You can help before hiring any local service. Visit trustvets.com. Come and join us in doing business with American military veterans. Trust Vets. They've definitely earned it.
And we are back, Bella D'Angelo here. We've got a full table, but I like it this way because we're scattered all over this country of great patriots. That I've been with Eric Olson for almost 5 years doing
Absolutely.
The right thing. Nate, who's going to join here in a second. Nate and I have been really good friends, really great patriot from California. We got to inspire Nate tonight, guys, because he's stuck out there in that mental liberal illness of California. But Nate and I used to do Sunday night shows introducing conservative musicians. And he's always been a great friend of mine. We'll introduce him in a second. And then Larry, who's just recently joined tonight. We were just talking about Iran and this $1.3 million wire transfer just 2 days after the $400 million that was given. That you want to call it for hostages or ransom? No, it's pumping money into the ISIS veins and in support, because our sympathizing Muzzy thug is all in support of ISIS, because that's his brethren. But Eric, remind us of how the Shah and that money trail started.
Yeah, you know, the Shah of Iran, you got to go back in history to the early 70s, was our friend. He was our ally in Iran, and it was a peaceful area back then. But then there was a coup that took put the Ayatollah in power and took the Shah out of power. And that's where all the money ended up in the United States, because the Shah had it, and then now they want it back. So it's really not their money. It was the Shah's money. And so they make it sound like U.S. was the bad guys for holding it, but we held it because they took our friends and out of there and put our foe in power. So people just got to look back at the history and understand what this Obama regime's doing.
Called Follow the Money Trail. And you know what, Nate, I wanted to have your music set up for tonight, but we'll play it next Wednesday night. Nate is a musician as well, and Nate, thank you for being here tonight. You're one of my best buds, and I love how you always jump in, especially when I feel like I'm about to lose the ability to keep going on the show. But you're out in California, and we're going to segue now into talking about Trump and really this revolution. And as I keep trying to tell you, the polls are skewed. And when you look at the numbers at his events, I mean, he's in the tens of thousands. Your girlfriend there, Hillary, she only brings in about 200 or 300, but I know that's hard for you to believe. Go ahead and jump in, Nate.
For me? How you guys doing? I'm excited to be here. Bella twisted my arm, and I felt bad for her. She was trying to give up the show. She was trying to give up the show. I said, hell no, you can't give up the show. I'll come back on.
I have a voice.
Throwing the life raft. Yeah, even though I'm out here in this doggone swampland of liberalism, California, somehow I'm still trying to hang on a ray of hope that America is better than the trash that's running it. And that's one man's opinion. You know what I mean? We got to wake up and get rid of this political class of impotent. I'm trying to use words where I don't go against my Christianity. But I'm saying they're garbage. All of them garbage. And like Bella said earlier, that's why this country is in the position it's in now and the situation is in because of all these political so-called hacks. I don't call them leaders because they're not leading us nowhere but to hell, if you ask me.
But down, yeah.
So that's just a small take on how I'm feeling because I don't look at the news. I don't care about the polls and all that stuff because it's just a bunch of garbage and everything is slanted to the Democrats, and I don't like Democrats. I don't like Democrats. Yeah, I wrote a song called Nobody.
Yeah, Democrats, and the rhinos just follow them along, you know, so I don't believe polls. I'm a scientist, engineer, and it's statistically insignificant, the numbers they put out. It's just to control your news media and the people that listen to the news media. So don't believe the polls. People believe the grassroots organizations that are putting the Trump signs up in mass in different parts of the country. Pittsburgh, my wife's out there, said every house in Pittsburgh has got Trump signs up and other places. I think Philadelphia's got a bunch. The whole thing is working. It's moving in the right direction, and maybe it'll be happy days in November.
I hope so. But it's just a mess. I don't know what to believe no more. Bella trying to keep me holding on to this political crap. Go ahead.
What kind of music you do out there?
I do my type of music, the stuff that's on my heart and mind, and I don't sing that much. I can't sing, so I just do the hip hop version of telling stories.
I see.
Real life. Yeah. I might input a couple of singers that really can sing, and some guitar players, and horn players, and piano players. Other than that, you know, I just need to tell a story.
If you ever come to Bakersfield, I play a mean tambourine.
Oh, boy.
Bakersfield, yeah. That's my buddy Jazz McKay live up there at Bakersfield, yeah.
Yeah,
I used to roll through there when I was driving 18-wheelers.
Oh, he's still up here doing his thing, yeah. If you keep up with him, his wife is doing a little better.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Before I forget, this shout-out to his wife, Laura, and send up your prayers to help her recover from her illness. That'd be appreciated.
We'll put around.
Thank you. I'll tell him we spoke about him.
Yeah. Well, Jazz McKay is my buddy.
Yep.
But yeah, Bella, how you been quiet so long? You okay?
Yeah. Don't get her started.
Check her pulse.
Let's take her pulse.
Yeah, I just put together a song called Follow the Money, and Bella, she starts it off in commentary, so. I sent it to your email, Bella, if you can pull it up. It's in there.
I know. I'll get it for next Wednesday, and I'll never forget the first time Nate asked me to say something on the Bro's Got to Go song.
The Bro Got to Go. That was what?
That was a great song. I heard that song.
Oh, thank you.
The Bro Got to Go. Yeah.
The Bro's Got to Go. He still got to go. He ain't gone
far enough. He got to go all the way back to Kenya, but they don't even want him.
Nah, he needs to go where his daddy at, Satan.
Did you see the Bro just gave himself an 18% raise when he retires?
I think they all did.
Yeah, they all get a raise.
Aren't they trying to do that here in California? Saw something about more higher pensions here with moonbeams. Yeah,
get,
yeah. They need.
They don't get the that largest, most Americans.
Yeah, it's a great.
Well,
thing.
Okay,
great
okay. Hang on a second, everybody. We gotta have a little bit of focus here. We gotta let's inspire. That's my whole goal, is to inspire and to get people to get up and go out and do what Bella does, which is, as I left the office today, you know, believe it or not, like my coworker said, you can take the girl out of North Dakota, but you can't take North Dakota out of the girl. And one of the biggest reasons why I fit in so well out there is because I'm honest, sincere, and direct, and I have no political correctness. I say what I mean and mean what I say. It's a challenging world for me to come back into the cities, because the city is the city. And you don't have a lot of real people a lot of times in the city, but it is the real people in the rural areas. It's the real people, the silent majority, those that have been checked out and disenfranchised by this whole corrupt political system that are supporting Donald Trump. How many people are you hearing never voted in their lifetime or switch it? And me, okay, I'm here in Minneapolis. How I can't find a Hillary supporter. I'm telling you, Nate, I'm in liberal, thick, mental disorder, Minneapolis. They've got, you know, look at the clowns we got in office, from the disturbed Mark Dayton to Al Franken and Klobuchar and all the rest of Mickey Mouse. They finally appointed the first Muslim in, I don't know if it was a congressional seat or something. I think two of them, yeah. Anyways. But, I mean, I walk around and talk. I've got people that are just plainly voting against Hillary. Now, if I was coming back and seeing huge support, I'd be a little bit less. Now, I'm not saying this is a landslide or this is a shoe-in. And never, ever, ever, until Donald Trump is in office, and that, or not in office, but until the day after the election, and, yeah, and he's taking the oath, that we can celebrate. But until then, we've got to look at
the
wins right now. Yeah. But look,
well,
let's look at the wins.
There's a lot of stickers out here, girl.
Well, that's because I told you a long time ago, you should have left. I'm sorry you can't.
My wife don't want to leave.
Mentally. I know.
I'm trying to be a good husband.
She likes
green trees all year round. I don't blame her. We get our share of snow and frigid weather, so some people don't like that climate change.
She likes the shake and bake. She don't want the hurricane.
There you go. Yeah.
Now, I would be feeling, and I hope I don't hear this background, Don. I hear a little bit of background. It might just be my phone. Here's the thing. A couple of weeks, I was feeling discouraged. Donald was getting off message and off focus. He was falling prey to Hillary's antics. She sets him up to go after a topic, and then that takes him off of his message. If he stays on message to go after Hillary, after Obama, he stays on the teleprompter, he stays focused, he's laying out his plan, and he is very presidential, and he's making a lot of sense. And he is reaching out and explaining, you know, I was listening to talk radio this morning when a young black man called in and said, what is he doing that says that he will be in support of us? And the radio personality went back and said, well, what is he saying that he's not for you? And like Donald said, here's a plain simple fact. All you have to do is look, if you are a logical, critical thinking person, look at what is going on in this country and ask yourself, are you better off than 7.5 years ago? Do you feel hope and inspiration? Do you feel like there is success and wealth and the American dream, the American spirit, patriotism? Do you feel safe? Do you feel safe? Do you feel safe letting your children go to movie theaters or flying to foreign countries? I mean, do you question yourself? I myself, I have moments of panic when I'm stuck in traffic or thinking about going into a mall and thinking, we're not safe anywhere. I mean, soft targets, let alone, do you even feel safe going to a major event in a neighborhood when you don't know if Black Lives Matter is going to show up and start, you know, erupting and having these most violent outbursts and killing our police officers and spinning it around? They don't even realize when it's a true criminal. And that's that's just on the safe side. That's talking about our safety, and that is something that this American country, we have no law and order, and everything that's right is wrong. Everything that should be punishable for the crimes is not only punished, it's applauded. Yeah, yeah.
It's nothing else. It's encouraged.
And if nothing else, if you're asking yourself, why isn't Hillary in prison for at least one of the things that she did, starting back when she was even in her 20s? Well, listen, we've got 2 to 5 Supreme Court justice positions that are going to be filled within the next presidency. If you want this type of lawlessness, this type of absolute criminal, lawless, no law and order, then put your man Hillary in, because whoever gets in is going to place those, and those positions will determine the direction of this country for a very long time. The other thing, and then we're going to take our next break, if Hillary does get into office, there's a simple mathematical equation that a lot of people don't talk about, and that's called, we are becoming the minorities, the conservative voters. There's two parts to this. When we become the minority of the conservative vote, we will never be able to get a conservative voted into the White House. And the second thing is, if we lose in November, we will never get back the silent majority. We will never get back those who never voted. We will never be able to get the support for a leader, a rogue leader, a non-politically correct, speaking straight from the top of his head, but from his heart. That's why we have to support Donald J. Trump. It's our only hope to stop the rest of the destruction of this country. We've got to take our next break. We'll be right back.
If you are looking for a straightforward, conservative, good old boy who can also rant about all the madness, but seriously, Bella endorses Aaron Petilla with North Star Insurance. Aaron will take care of all your insurance needs with small town service, and he will even save you some money. Tell Aaron Bella sent you. You can get Aaron at 952-856-6074. And that again is Aaron at 952-856-6074.
Back here, Bella, and we have Larry, Nate, and Eric, and I promised I would let at least you guys talk a little bit. You got to love it when your radio producer is in on the fight with you, you know?
We've done good.
Yeah, because this is true. It's globalism versus nationalism, and it's a fight against we the people against them. I mean, Fox even says it. It's a true battle against us and the establishment. And if ever there was a time for us to have to stop this madness, this corruption, because I don't know if Frank Day from the UK pointed out that a couple of years ago, we were about 10 years ahead of the UK as far as how they were battling Islamification in Sharia law. Now Frank believes that we're running about neck and neck, and it's only a matter of time when we're going to be having ISIS terrorist attacks in every single state on a regular basis. We'll become like the UK and Israel, and we will be having bombings and death and terror every single day, and that's why we've got to get it right in 16. All right, I'm going to at least take a breath, and I'm going to hand it over to Eric real quick, Nate and Larry, and let's because then we got to wrap out.
Hey, a couple of things I was thinking about while you guys were all talking. You know, this globalist thing that Don brought up in the break. If you study history, Lenin and Trotsky were both communists. Lenin believed in local communism, i.e. Russia. But Trotsky, that got shamed out of there and pushed down to South America before he finally died, he was a globalist communist. And that's what these UN globalists want, is a global communist society, which means there's those that have the power and those that are the serfs, the ones that wear the gray outfits and work for the powers. So that's absolutely not America, and we don't want any part of that. And that's why we want a Mexit. You know, we want to exit from all this UN BS and this government BS that we're going through. The PC culture is just destroying what America was so great for.
Amen.
Roger that.
Nate.
What?
I know you got a little bit more rant left in you.
I'm in California. You want me to be happy?
He's laid back.
Enjoy the weather.
No, I'm in California,
where all the conservatives live.
What weather? It's 98 here.
It's warm. We need some water, Ed. Anybody got some rain or water? You can send that out here. That'll help out.
We're getting it from Washington here.
Yeah, I just want to see America get back into, you know, opportunity, economic superpower, entrepreneurship, less people on welfare, more people inspired to become greater than they ever been. With the, you know, just let the entrepreneurs loose. They will create the jobs that you need to get people off welfare. Simplify the tax system. Give people incentives to create and go into business. Drop the tax code where it inspires people to create. You know what I mean? Just stop taxing the hell out of it. Everywhere we go, we get taxed. You're taxed born, you're taxed while you're living, you're going to tax, they're going to tax you the debt, literally.
Yeah.
So yeah, I just want to see us get back on our feet economically and, you know, and get this nation back to working and entrepreneurism for those who want to do it, you know?
That's right.
And Hillary and the Democrat Party is totally against that. So you know my vote is never going Democrat ever.
Yeah.
Nate, real quick, tell everybody, because you're a very hardworking patriot. Tell everybody when you got it started and you decided you want to make a difference. When you decided to get involved and make a difference, be part of the fight.
As I started doing business and I was getting in business for myself, I started realizing the tax code is killing us and the IRS is a big thug. So I'm trying to figure out, which one of these politicians is going to try to help business and which one is going to try to destroy business or put more restraints on business. Then I find out the Democrats don't give a damn about nothing but power and control. And the conservative movement was more like, hey, let people be themselves and find their way in life and, just give them freedom to fail and succeed. So, I mean, I just started taking more look at it, and then I got involved with multi-level marketing back in the 80s, and I started learning more about politics and how it influences the economy and society, and that's when I started getting back into it, getting into it, period, because other than that, I wasn't into politics. And most of the family was telling us, hey, go Democrat, they for black people and poor people. I'm like, well, that's the problem. I don't want to be a black poor person. So why would I want to be with people that's supporting and putting in initiatives and programs to keep people poor? I don't want to mess with that crap. I want to be like Donald Trump, build it from the ground up and build billions of dollars worth of business worldwide. So it's who wants to be a subject of the doggone state? Not I, and not the people I hang out with. So that's a little short capsule on that. But if you want to find out more about me, most of the stuff is in my music at NateSmoothMusic.com. All my stories and my inspiration and my anguish and, all that stuff is in that.
Your passion and your desire and your love for this country and your love for the American dream and the American spirit. And that's what connected us on Facebook. And we've been in this together. You've listened to me many times when I was in that oil field. You were the one that gave me a lot of inspiration. A lot of times when I'd be running around calling you up, thinking, asking you if the end of the world was coming, and it's, oh, my God, I can't even remember.
I'm here for you, baby. I'm here for you. I know you're a wild child with red head, but I got your number.
We got you back.
I call him the wild storm now. She don't scare me, y'all.
That
family
is true.
Worse than her.
Oh, I love you, Nate. One of these days I'm going to actually meet you mano to mano and see those eyes and ears. But this is a fun crowd tonight. I hope we can all show up again next Wednesday. We got about a minute or so left. Larry, any last comments? And then I got to take it from here and we got to wrap out.
Yeah, there's just a couple as all you guys were speaking there. I was thinking to myself, was Patton a hero before or after? Was MacArthur a hero before or after? Is Trump a hero before or after he becomes president? It's as simple as that, man. Give the man a chance. One other thing, we've been doing the same thing for, I'm 60 years old now. We've been doing the same damn thing for 60 years now and expecting different results. We can't put a new captain on the ship if we have a bunch of mutineers that are still on the ship with him. When you go to vote in November, don't forget, it ain't just about Trump. It's about your fair-haired boy or girl. You got to get rid of them because they're all punks. They're all in it for themselves. They're all in it for the money, the power, and everything else. You can send a brand new guy up there, first time up there, and within 1 year, he's corrupt. We got to stop that crap.
Absolutely. Yeah,
Roger.
From the beginning.
Amen.
So that's what I've got to say. And I'd like to say, if we're about ready to sign off, that good night, Wilson.
Power to the people.
I hope you get some.
We got just under 2 minutes, and if I could use this time to, I want to give you all an assignment, and I want you to take it seriously, and I want you to report back to me, or I will kick your pansy frickin' ass, because I do know how to beat the crap out of anyone. I got a deadly right hook. Here's the thing.
Get the kicking, because I hate
homework. This show started with me being excited about one person listening, and I passed out the website, Bella, B-E-L-L-A, D'Angelo, D-A-N-G-E-L-O.com, on post-it notes. I got the idea from Glenn Beck. When I got grown up a little bit more, I got business cards, and I passed them around. When I was in the oil field, my company men passed the cards around. When I went to the grocery store, to Subway, to the gas station, to the department store, getting my hair done, getting my nails done, wherever I was, I passed that card around. Well, the listenership exploded in the oil field because we were all in it together. And I'm asking you, go out and be Bella. I don't care if you don't wear the pink bra and white T-shirt and pink lip gloss. That's
okay,
fine.
No man buns either.
No
man buns.
No man buns. As a matter of fact, take the weed whipper with you and take off the man buns. Do your assassination part. But do not sit back and be the chair analytical psychologist. Don't be the man-hating, woman-hating, country-hating, pissed-off Facebook keyboard warrior. Get off your ass and go out and make a difference. Talk to every single person because one person can make a difference. And I'm proof of it. To date, I reset my Google Analytics on my website because I got my website updated. We're over 1,400 listeners within Minneapolis and greater. The UK is giving the US a pretty good run there at about a quarter of the listenership of the US. And I'm not running around anymore during the day. I'm stuck in an office and doing one of the greatest jobs I've ever had, selling for Great Northern Granite. But I don't get to run around and promote myself. That's why I need your help. But we need the help to get the vote right in November. We have to stop He-She Killery, Kim Jong, Water Buffalo, Panic Suit. We need Donald J. Trump, the leader who will be able to make America great again so that, as Larry, you put it, Nate, Eric, all of us know, this is about the future that we are handing to our children. And if you walk around today and look at the state of this country and want to have your young living with this fear, with this contempt, for this frustration, for this realization that it's only going to further collapse and be a third world country if we don't fight, baby, fight. Guys, this is great tonight. Hope we're all back here next Wednesday. Go out, be Bella, go out and do the right thing. God bless America, and ciao for now.